KNMX 540 on your AM radio dial. I want to introduce my guest expert today, the sports analysis, the head coach of New Mexico Highlands University men's basketball team, Coach Craig Snow. Welcome, Coach.
Hey, thanks. I don't know about the term expert, but we'll see what we can do here with these teams, this bracket. It's a great day in sports is the opening of the college basketball tournament.
And they start now about 10:15. My team that I'm picking as a dark horse, Notre Dame Fighting Irish, mainly because I'm a football guy and I followed them throughout my life. I know they got a tough road to go, but I'm dressed all in Notre Dame. You're all in your Mexico Highlands University's outfit. That looks good, Coach. But looking at these sports analysis shows on ESPN and all around TV, it's not an easy job.
No, I think there's just a lot of projection, and you know, you look at what happens in the NCAA tournament. It's so different than every other playoff in other sports, in that you have one game, and anything can happen in a 40-minute basketball game, and that's the beauty of the tournament. You know, you have the Cinderella stories that teams that come from smaller conferences that make a run in the tournament, that play against the bigger schools, and it's captivating for America. And today and tomorrow are two of the most exciting days in sport.
Well, just like why people watch hockey for the fights, we watch the NCAA tournament, most of us people, for the upsets.
Absolutely, absolutely. And everyone wants to pick the upsets, and everyone wants to jump on that bandwagon and watch those schools go a long way. So, you know, a lot of good teams in this tournament that are lower seeded.
But in reality, don't they hurt the tournament?
I don't know about that long term. I think that's part of the pageantry of it. Is the small schools
it.
And you know, the first weekend, really, from Thursday to Sunday, when you see those schools that make an opportunity to make a run at the Sweet 16, whether it was a Wichita State a few years ago or a VCU that went to the Final Four with Shaka Smart, teams that come out of the smaller conferences that may not have the resources that other schools do. I think that's what makes the tournament so special.
But there's so much parity nowadays, Coach. Even what we consider bad schools or weaker schools or smaller division schools, they have talent.
Well, I think what you have is the larger schools that recruit the one and done athletes that are playing with younger teams. You know, you look at a Kentucky that's so dominant, but there are a lot of freshmen, and when they get up against a team with seniors and juniors that have been in the tournament three or four times, it's a different type game for them, especially as they go further in the tournament. So I think, you know, the parity is a lot of it is in relation to players leaving early and the bigger programs playing with younger talent.
Well, with that said, the excitement of it mirrors the Super Bowl in football. The Super Bowl in football is so exciting because it's a one game, win or you're done.
Absolutely.
In the NCAA men's basketball bracket and in women too, you have one bad night, you're done.
Yeah, and that's the pressure. And you know, having played in the NCAA tournament, having been involved in it the last 3 years with the Lobos, you know, the pressure to build, the excitement, how crazy the environments are, the travel, the quick travel. I mean, from the time you get your opponent, you know, really what you're looking at is this: you go from preparing against conference opponents for the last 2 months, teams that you've known for the years, and you've known them in and out, you know everything about them, to all of a sudden on Sunday you get an opponent you may not know one player on the team. And the scrambling of the coaching staff to get the preparation to get that first round opponent squared away, to have every game done. You know, the last 3 years I think I may have slept 5 hours from Sunday night till we tipped off in those games, and that's part of the preparation that goes into it. So you have coaches that are working hard trying to get everything squared away, and I think that's one thing that gives an advantage to an underdog is the relative lack of unknown ability. You know, today in today's day and age with film exchange and stuff, it's not as much as it was 5-6 years ago where you're playing against a team that may have not played on TV all year. But now the film exchange is a little bit better, that helps the larger seeded or higher seeded teams. But, you know, you have a lot of unknowns going in this first round, and you have teams that are playing with a lot of confidence, and there isn't an easy out the rest of the way.
Now, you've been an assistant coach, you're talking about right now at UNM, and you've gone through this as a coach. How do they prepare? Like, let's take Notre Dame, for example. They have to prepare for Northeastern today at 10 o'clock, and that's no problem because they've had time. But who do you prepare for next? Obviously, you look at the bracket, they got to prepare for Butler, Texas. Is there a coach assigned each of these teams to start preparing?
Absolutely. So what you'll have is you'll basically have you'll have an assistant coach that'll be the lead scout on your first round opponent, and then you'll have another assistant that's the lead scout on, say, Butler, and another assistant that's the lead scout on Texas, and they're working on Texas from Selection Sunday. So you have that going on. You have three coaches, which makes it really hard on the video guy. The video coordinator is doing three scouts at once.
This is the SDC Broadcasting Bracketology Show with Coach Abreu, myself, and Coach Craig Snow, the head men's basketball coach at Mexico Highlands University. And Coach, we had a good time yesterday, and we didn't do too bad.
No, we were pretty solid. You know, if we were free throw shooters, if this was free throw shooting, we'd be pretty good. So I'm pretty excited about today. And I got off to a little slow start with the Kansas-New Mexico State game, but we knew that was a reach. But we're excited about it. I think yesterday we covered the full gamut. I think you saw a lot of stuff that we talked about, and a lot of close games. Five games decided by 1 point, most in NCAA history in one day.
Well, out of the 16 games that you and I discussed, you had 12 wins and 4 losses, and I had 12 wins, 4 losses. We disagreed on 4 games. You won 2 of them. You won the Cincinnati and the UCLA game, which was a great game. I won the Butler and the North Carolina State game, which was a crazy game. It's just hard to tell, but I think we did better than the ESPN analysis.
Yeah, most of those guys were 75-76%, and you know, for us, you know, you look at the games last night and how they went one way or the other. So many games yesterday went down to the wire with one team having a lead, whether it was SMU up 7 with a minute to go against UCLA, or Baylor having the big lead late in the game. And last night, LSU had a big lead until the very end against NC State and ended up losing by 1. But a lot of close games, a lot of exciting basketball, you know, and today's starting off the same way.
Yes, so you're mentioning there's a lot of the most 1 point wins in the history of the NCAA?
Yeah, I believe 5 is the most in history in one day of the NCAA tournament, and 5 equals the most one game tournaments the entire tournament in like 5 years. So
1 point games.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, a lot of games went down to the wire yesterday. It's interesting to me. I've always kind of believed, I've never studied it, I wouldn't know. It just feels like this to me, that a lot of the upsets happen on Thursday, and Friday doesn't seem quite as upset friendly. I don't know if that's favorable. See what happens on Thursday and don't want to part of that, and it allows them to get a little more locked in. But it seems to me like the Fridays tend to go more towards the favorites.
Well, let's see what happens today. As we know, a few games have already kicked off, and man, these are the four days of anybody that loves basketball, the most 4 favorite days of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It started at 10:15 this morning. You know, Kansas and New Mexico State, and Kansas got off to such a good start, and you know, New Mexico State had a hard time controlling them early, and Kansas had a pretty comfortable victory. They got everybody in the game, ended up winning by about 19 points, and you know, New Mexico State battled. I thought their inside play, you know, I picked them yesterday to win this game. I thought their inside play would be a factor, but Kansas did a tremendous job with their double teams and their rotations, and really showed that they're playing at a high level right now.
Well, I want to thank Mr. Ben Trujillo for texting me yesterday. He's from Ledoux. He's a Michigan State fan. He congratulated me on my Fighting Irish victory. They barely won, but his Michigan State took care of business today. And Mr. Trujillo, thanks for calling in. Hopefully you'll do it again. And anybody else that wants to call in and give a shout out to their team, you can do so, or have a comment at, this is KNMX Radio, at 425-3555. Or you can text me at 429-1730 if you just want to keep it private. But go ahead and call in as we break down the brackets. I made no bones about it that I'm really pulling for Notre Dame. Coach, you're pulling for?
To win the whole thing?
Yes.
I want the close games all the way through. But I did pick Wisconsin to win the entire tournament. You know, they play later today. I think that they are a team that's really veteran-laden with an experienced coach in Bo Ryan. Obviously, Kentucky being the favorite in the tournament is going to be incredibly hard for anybody to knock down. But I just feel like it's Wisconsin's time. I feel like Frank Kaminsky has been the best player in college basketball this year, and I look for them to make a deep run.
Boy, I agree with you. Well, let's go over what we did yesterday. In the first game, Kentucky versus Hampton, Kentucky didn't have much of a problem. Coach Calipari did not like the way they started or finished.
Yeah, he was a little disappointed in it. You know, when I turned on the TV and watched some of that game, Kentucky looks like the team you see in the movie Space Jam, like the Monstars. It doesn't even look like they're a college team. I think that we mentioned it yesterday. They would be the second tallest team in the NBA in regards to height. And, you know, their talent differential compared to Hampton was significant, and they didn't play their best game, but I'm sure that it allows Coach Cal to keep them focused moving forward.
That's what I was going to say. It's more of a coaching psychological move to keep them sharp.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously the goal is to finish 40-0 and win a national title and cut down the net in Indianapolis.
Well, they'll have to play Cincinnati tomorrow. Cincinnati barely got by Purdue. That was another 1 point game. Welcome back, everybody. This is Coach Abreu. I'm here. I'm joined here with Coach Craig Snow, the head men's basketball coach at Mexico Heights University, and we're breaking down the NCAA brackets and this March Madness. So join us and share your madness with us. Call us at KNMX. The number is 425-3555, and share your comments with us. Give us your favorite team. Just give them a shout out. And let people know who you're rooting for. I'm personally going with my number one team is Duke, but I'm pulling for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish to be the dark horse. Coach Craig Snow is pulling for the Wisconsin Badgers.
And yeah, Coach, no other reason other than just I feel like Coach Ryan is it's his time to win it. I feel like he has a really good team this year, and you know my college coach was on the undefeated Indiana team in 1976. So out of loyalty to him, I'm hoping there's not another undefeated team. And Kentucky's obviously knocking on that door.
Right, and Kentucky right now is the favorite, and I just don't see them going all the way, Coach. There's so much parity and so much pressure on those young gentlemen. It's going to be a tough tournament for them. Not as easy as people think it is, but man, they're talented. Okay, we're going to take on the West bracket now. Yesterday we picked Wisconsin and Coastal Carolina. Coach, we both went with Wisconsin, and I don't see us changing.
No, yeah, there's no reason to change that. Wisconsin has the best offense in the country, and Kaminsky's arguably the best player in the country, and I think they're playing at an extremely high level after winning the Big Ten tournament in the Big Ten, and Coach Ryan has them playing at a really high level. So I'm excited to see them play tonight. I think they play around 9 o'clock our time out here. So I'm excited to see them tip it off in this tournament. But I look for them making a long run.
Do you think we'll ever see the day where a 16 seed beats a one?
It'll happen. I think it's getting closer. You know, you get to where you see a 2 and a 15, and you've seen that happen a few times. It'll happen at some point, but I don't see it happening with the one seeds in this tournament.
Not in this tournament, not this year, maybe not for a few more years, but it's coming. Okay, Oregon versus Oklahoma State. You picked Oklahoma State. I picked my buddy Dana Altman's Oregon Ducks.
Yeah, Coach Altman does a tremendous job up there, but I like the Cowboys. I like Forte, their point guard. I like that how they're playing right now. I think they're playing at a really, really high level, and Oklahoma State coming out of that conference, and even though that conference has gone down a little bit, I think the Big 12 they didn't win yesterday, and until Kansas won today, I think it was their first win, and so the conference has been down, but I look for Oklahoma State to kind of carry the banner for them today.
Well, when you have a seeding like we do throughout the years in 8 and 9, Coach, there isn't much difference between those two teams.
No, it's a coin flip. You know, when you're filling out your bracket, the 8 and 9 is always the most challenging pick. But it's a coin flip. There's not a lot of reason either way. It's more of like you're going with the style or just a gut feeling.
So I'm going to go with Go Ducks. Okay, now let's go with Arkansas and Wolford. Arkansas won this game last night. Both of us went with Arkansas, and I didn't see them have that much of a problem.
No, I didn't either. I felt like Wolford, Carl Cochran had a really good start to the game, and they hit some shots from outside that for the first 10, 15 minutes, you felt like, wow, this could get close. But, you know, Arkansas was just a notch above them, and I think the second-round matchup that we'll see with them in North Carolina is a great second-round matchup. You have Marcus Page for North Carolina, who's playing at a high level, and they're coming off their win against Harvard yesterday. I'm looking forward to watching that.
Well, I see these lower seeds playing so much over their head because they really have nothing to do, nothing to lose, and the higher seeds really playing not to lose instead of playing to win.
Well, it's a lot of pressure.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I've seen it firsthand. You know, unfortunately, last year we lost to Stanford when we were a 7 seed. The year before, we were a 3 seed and lost to Harvard. And you know, I've felt it. I've seen it. I've seen it on players' faces. And you know, the problem is the longer the game goes, where it's close, the more the crowd and the more the other teams start to believe, and then you end up playing in a road game. You know, we're talking a lot about the Dayton road game against Boise State. Well, a lot of these arenas become road games whenever a team that's a 14 seed starts hitting shots late in the game and keeping it close. And you know, I think you see that yesterday, but some of these teams with a little more maturity were able to hold that off.
Well, the case in point, I was building up to it, Coach, because the next game was a thriller. Number 4 seed, North Carolina Tar Heels barely got by Harvard.
Yeah, Harvard's been tough. You know, they play hard, and the job that they do and how they spread the floor, they really put you in a position where your athleticism is almost a weakness. And they shot the ball really well late in the game, and Chambers and Wesley Saunders had really good games. And, you know, it was just unfortunate for them that they ran into a North Carolina team that we talked about yesterday that was playing pretty well. And Marcus Page, as I just mentioned, is a guy to be reckoned with on any level, especially if you're coming out of the Ivy League.
Now, Tommy Amaker is the coach from Harvard, I believe.
Yeah.
And yes. He's from Duke.
He was a Dukie, yeah.